Chapter 8. The Prince Chases the Princess. When Odile saw Odette dancing with Siegfried, she ran to the palace entrance. The guards stopped her.
Who are you?
My name is Princess Odile. The prince is expecting me.
No, Princess Odile has already entered. You must be lying.
Please, you must believe me. That is not Princess Odile. She is lying.
But the guards wouldn't believe her. She ran back to the window and knocked hard on it.
Siegfried!
Everyone turned to look at her. The prince could not believe what he saw.
Siegfried!
Two Odiles. He looked at Odette.
What is going on?
I don't know. The evil wizard must have changed someone to look like me.
Odile kept knocking on the window. She was crying. Siegfried could now see that she had the same eyes as the swan. Rockford flew down next to Odile as the owl. He held her in both arms.
Did you think you could escape from me?
The prince ran from the ballroom. He saw Odile fighting with the wizard.
Take your hands off her, Rockford!
Rockford let go of Odile's arms.
I should have killed you that day at the lake, but I will be happy to do it now.
The wizard lifted up his hand. Odile stopped him.
Wait! Don't do it! I'll go with you. I'll do what you want, just don't hurt him.
Odile, what are you saying? Don't leave me again!
She could not look at him, because if she did, she would not want to leave.
I'm doing this for us. If you die, I will die with you. It is better for us to live and hope to be together one day.
Odette ran out of the palace. She still looked like Odile.
Who is this, then?
It is Odette, the wizard's evil daughter. She only looks like me. Look into her eyes and you will know.
I knew it.
Odette also had magical powers. She changed herself back to her real body.
It is too late, Siegfried. You promised to marry me and love me forever. If you do not keep this promise, you will never be able to keep another.
Odette changed herself into a bird. The wizard was an owl, and Odile was a swan. They flew together away from the palace, back to Rockford's castle. The queen and many others came out of the palace to see what had happened. Siegfried went after Odile.
Guards, bring me my horse!
Siegfried, where are you going? Where is the princess?
She has gone away, mother, and I must find her.
The guards brought the prince a beautiful white horse and gave him his sword.
Do you want us to call the men, your highness?
No, this is something I must do alone.
Siegfried! Do not leave the palace alone. If something happens to you, we will be without a king. It is your duty to stay with me.
Mother, being a king means nothing if you are not with the woman you love. I would rather die than leave Odile with that evil wizard.
The prince spurred his horse on and rode quickly towards the dark forest.